The Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Aleph Omer Aleph, the Agadah about Igeres Purim Reish Lakish Pasachla Pischa Laha Parshisa Mehacha Ari Noheim Vidov Shokek Moshel Rasha Al Am Dol. Reish Lakish understood that this pasuk in Mishlei is referring to Purim. Ari Noheim Zenevuchanetza Rasha Dechsivba Ola Arye Misubcho Dov Shokek Zach Ashverish Dechsivbe Viaru Cheva Ochre Sinyona Domyaha Ludov. In any event, Moshel Rasha Zehoman, these references in this pasuk are to Nebuchadnezzar, to Achashverosh, to Haman, Al Am Dol, the pasuk ends, Elu Yisrael Shem Dalim Min HaMitzvahs. Then the Gemara quotes Rabbi Lazar, Pasuk Le Pischa Lahai Parsha Sameihocha, Batzaltayim Yimach HaMekore, Uveshiflus Yadayim Yidlov HaBoyis, Bishvil Atzlus Shehoyelahem Li Yisrael Shal Osku B'Torah Nasu, Sono Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mach, She'en Mach Elo Oni, Shenemar V'yimachu B'arkecha, V'ein Mekore Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shenemar HaMekore B'mayim Al Yosav. So in the statement of Reish Lakish, the first of these two openings, of these introductions to Purim, the sin, the deficiency of Klal Yisrael, is Dalim Min HaMitzvahs. In the second drasha, that of Rabbi Lazar, the sin and the deficiency of Klal Yisrael is his Atzlu V'lo Osku B'Torah. The Pritzadik sees these two deficiencies as two parts of a whole. They are the openings that allow Amalek to attack Klal Yisrael, either because of the deficiency, the kilkul of Dalim in a mitzvah, specifically Chesed and Gemilus Chasodim and Stoka, or because of their deficiency in his Chaskus B'Torah, their Atzlonim, their Atzlus in Torah. And these are the two elements that could protect Klal Yisrael from the Yetzer Hara, from the Kitrug, and the power and the influence of Amalek, the Klipas Amalek, namely mitzvos, dedication to mitzvos, and dedication to the study of Torah. The Pritzadik understands, Rav Tzadik HaKohen, that these two deficiencies are going to be, in a sense, attacked by a tikkun in a double sense. Purim is made up of two elements, two mitzvahs. One is Mishloach Manos and Matanos Sevyorim on the one hand. That's because they have to be misaking the kilkul of Dalim in a mitzvahs. And Mishte V'Simcha on the other hand, which is the way that Klal Yisrael and misaken the deficiency in Torah, because Simcha and Mishte Tomid refers to this Chazchus B'Torah. And the Milchemes Amalek, the battle against Amalek, which took place on two different days. One day was Yud Gimel B'Adar outside of Shushan, and the other day was on the 14th of Adar in Shushan. These battles, these Milchemes Amalek, were a tikkun, were meant to rectify these two deficiencies, the Rifyon B'Torah and the Rifyon B'Mitzvahs. And here, the Pritzadik quotes a Zohar in Parshas Beshalach, in the Parsha of the Kitrug of Amalek. And let us just try to read different concepts here in the Zohar. The Zohar is very difficult, but see what we can get out of it in terms of our appreciation of Amalek and Purim. First of all, the connection between Melech, as we said, is a reference to the Malko Shel Olam. Melech is Rashi Tevis, Malchus, Leviah, and Kahuna. And that is that Leviah represents that dimension of Torah and the utilization on the part of man of his Machshava, of his Dibur. And finally, the Leviim in the Maisa. The Kohen is Machshava, and the Levi takes this machshava on the next level, to the level of dibur. The Levim are in charge of teaching Torah, of singing the songs. The Yisraelim are in terms of Maisa. And when the pasuk says "Batzoltayim Yemach Hamikra," what it refers "Bishvil Atzlu Shai Bishvil Shaloyu Oskim B'Torah Nasu Sonishal Kadosh Baruch Hu Mach," it means that Torah is the bechin of Levi, and if they're not Osek B'Torah, then this bechin of Leviah is taken away from the word Melech. And when you subtract the Lamed from the Melech, you're left with the word Mach, and that's when Klal Yisrael become vulnerable to the attack of Amalek. The Zohar, in the name of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, goes a step further and revealing, as it were, the secrets of the Torah. On the Pasuk Vayovo Amalek, Rav Shimon bar Yochai says that the Sod of Chochma is here in this Parsha of Amalek. There's a Gzar Din Koshe, and this Milchama represents the implementation of a Gzar Din Koshe. The Milchama goes on Lamala, up in Shamayim, and Lamata, down on earth. Kaviyochol, Omra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kasher Yisrael Zakoim, Lamata, if Klal Yisrael are worthy, down here on this earth, Misgaber, Kocho, Alakol, Lamala. Somehow that gives Tnuoz Elokim a power, Lamala, to battle against Amalek. But Kasher Enom Nimtzoim Zakoim, if they're not on that level, they don't merit down here, is Kaviyochel Makish Matishim Koach HaElyon. They somehow weaken that power up on high, and as a result, Misgaber Koach Hadin Hakosha, that powerful and bitter, difficult justice or punishment against the Jewish people. Kal Yisrael Chatu Lamata Maksiv, when the people of Israel were guilty of sin, what does the pasuk say? Vayova Amalek Vayilochem Im Yisrael. And bo lekatreg midas hadin, against the midas harachamim. And this inyan of the milchama is both down here and lamala. Berfidim sherafu yideyem, that they were weak in the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rav Shimon says that as a result, there's a kitrug lamala. If we're not strong lamata, then there's a kitrug lamala. And this is the role of Moshe and Yoshua, respectively. Moshe takes himself away from the military campaign on the ground. The ground forces are being led by Yoshua. Tzeilucha Anoshim, Bechalucha Anoshim, Vitzei V'ilochim V'amolek. Moshe, his chelek, is Lamala. And Moshe Rabbeinu prepares himself for the battle against Amalek in the higher spheres. Yoshua, you are being sent, says Moshe Rabbeinu, to zamein atzmecha l'milchama lemata. And hoya kasher yorim Moshe's yodav gavar Yisrael, it means Yisrael lemala were successful in their battle against Amalek. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was mesalik, he removed himself from the milchama lemata, in order so that he can dedicate himself bizrizus to the milchama lamala, and therefore they will be successful. This is what it says in the Zohar. And the Pritzadik adds here in his Maimer on Purim, ki inyan kirva dilatata befoal. In other words, in these two battles, because of two rifyonos of Bnei Yisrael, that of mitzvos and that of Torah, in the Milchama Lamata, which was a result that was generated by the rifyon b'mitzvos, whereas the Milchama Lamala was generated by the rifyon, the weakness in Torah study, and it would seem that the Milchama on the ground of Yoshua down Lamata, then Maisa befall means the mitzvos which weren't implemented in this world. And there's something about the rifyon in mitzvos down here in what we call mitzvos masios, an action that generated the power of Amalek and the milchama thereof down here in Lamata. That's called the Olam HaSiyah Lamata, the Olam HaTachton. And then, mystically, there's also a Koach Lamala, a Rifyon HaTorah, which causes a power of Amalek up in the Shamayim, the Kitrug of Amalek in the higher spheres, and that's going to generate a Mulchama and a Kitrug in the Olamos HaElyonim. Yoshua is going to fight the battle for Rifyon B'mitzvos in the Olam HaTachton, whereas Moshe is going to fight the battle for against Rifyon HaTorah in the Olam HaElyon. Again, these are mystical concepts, but we can at least understand in a structural sense these two battles that are going on simultaneously, one corresponding to the other, and they're all generated by these two deficiencies, the deficiency in Lamaisa, the deficiency in Mitzvos on the one end, and the deficiency in Torah and Iskazkus B'Torah Tamid on the level of the Olam HaElyon, represented here in the battle of Moshe Rabbeinu against the Kitrug of Amalek. And these two dimensions correspond to the two dimensions mentioned by the Pasach Psicha, the introductions of the Tanoim, respectively, to the Parsha of Purim, Reish Lakish on the one hand emphasizing the Dalim B'mitzvos, and Rabbi Elazar on the other hand emphasizing the Rifyon B'Torah. And these are the two Milchamos of Amalek, one down here and one up there, based on the Zohar. And Yoshua was Mizera Yosef, and therefore he had the power to overcome the Maisa, the world, this battle Lamata, the Olam HaTachton, on the battlefield of Lamaisa and the Maisa Mitzvahs, because Yosef was very careful about Maisa Mitzvahs, and to him belongs the entire dimension of Asiyah, of Chesed, first of all the Kibud Av, when he takes care of his father Mitzrayim, but even more than that, the Tzedakah of Vayichalkel Yosef es Aviv es Echov, he takes care of them, he sustains them in Mitzrayim, he represents the paradigm, the personification of Maisa Mitzvahs, and Yoshua, as a descendant of Yosef, is going to be endowed with this power of battling against the Dalus B'maisa Mitzvah, and that's the power of Yoshua to win the battle against Amalek here in the Olam HaTachton. But on the Kreva D'li'ela, meaning that there's a power of Kitrug of against Klal Yisrael by Amalek Lemala, and that's what we talk about when we speak about the Milchama in the Olam HaElyon. The Medrash Rabbah says, Al Ma Shenemar, referring to the pasuk in Perek Dalet of Sefer Megillas Esther, Umordechai Yoda es kol asher nase, and Chazal say in the Medrash Rabbah on Esther, Shehodiuhu shenechtam hagzera lemala bitit. And here the word lemala in the Medrash Rabbah is critical. Let's read the Medrash Rabbah inside. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Haman HaRosha Be'alila Gdola Ba'al Yisrael, Omar Haman Li'Achashverosh. What was this Alila, this libel against the Jewish people? What was the message that he conveyed to Achashverosh? Eloheim Shalelu Sone Zima, Hamid Lehem Zonos, Asei Lehem Mishte, V'Gzar Aleim, V'Gzar Aleim She Yavou Kula V'Yochlu V'Yishtu V'Yasu Kirtzonam. And this is going to be the insight of Chazal into the entire background of the debate, so to speak, between Mordechai and the people of Israel regarding participation in that Mishteh. Mordechai understood that the enemies of the Jewish people were trying to compel them to show up at this Mishteh, participate, and ultimately to be mekalkel themselves in all sorts of immoral acts. Amai v'hichriz aleim, and he declared to the people, Bim lo techlu lechol besudaso shel Achashverosh, don't participate in that suda. Shelo hizmin eschem ki im lelamed aleichem kategoria. This is the way that Haman expects to succeed, to being the kategor, to being the prosecutor against Israel. Kidei sheyeh pischon peh im midas hadin, There will be an opening here to strengthen the midah of din, of kitrug against Klal Yisrael, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'loshamu l'divrei Mordechai. For whatever reason, and that's a long sugya unto itself, they decided to reject the mandate of Mordechai, and they went to the Beis HaMishnah. And Rabbi Yishmael says in the Medrash, Shmona Esrei Elef HaChamesh Meos, 18,500 people participated from the Jewish community in the Beis HaMishnah. V'yachlu v'shasu v'nishtaku v'niskalku, they did terrible things. Miyad Omad Satan, v'hilshim aleihem lifnei HaKadosh Baruch, the kitrug began by the Satan, by the powers of evil, the kitrug of Amalek against Bnei Yisrael, up in Shamayim, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'omer lefanov, ribono shel olam, and masai tidabek bi'uma zu, why do you accept an intimate relationship with this chosen people, hey mafrishim levavam v'emunasim imcha, where is their faith? Where is their hearts dedicated to you? Ritzoncha abed uma zumin olam. Why not destroy this nation? Ki ein cham boim b'tshuva lefenecha. They're not doing tshuva. Miyad omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Satan, haveli megila. Bring me a scroll. V'echtov alei kloyen. I'll write chas v'shalom the destruction, the annihilation of the Jewish people. So shah halach ha-Satan. Hevi lo megila v'kosav aleha. He wrote the entire story of lahashmid laharig liyavi. V'yosa shah. At that point, Elio comes in front of the Avos, in front of Moshe, and he wakes them up from their sleep, and he says to them, you have to defend and protect the Jewish people. And why, asks the Avos, has this Gzerah been sealed by Kodesh Baruch Hamleh Mipnei Nenu Yisrael, Misudasa Shal Hashverosh Bavur Zos Nigzer Aleim Gzerah, L'chalosam min ha'olam l'b'abed ezichram. And the Medrash continues and tells us that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov came forward and they said that if they violated the law of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if their decree was signed, what can we do? Eliyahu turns to Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the Roi Neman, the shepherd, who always stands at the Pirtza to defend the Jewish people, to be Mevatel Gzeiros against them. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Klum yesh adam kasher b'osador." Maybe there's some Jew who's worthy in that generation. Amru lahem yesh ushmo Mordechai. Amar lo lech vahudio kidei sheyamod hu misham b'tfila. Let Mordechai stand in his place, in his position down in this earth, and daven and pray to Hashem. Vani, and I, Moshe Rabbeinu Mikan, up in Shamayim, avakesh rachimim aleim, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was a double tefillah. Mordechai down here, Moshe up there. Amalo, Roe Neman, kvar nichtava igeres kloyel Yisrael. What sense, what purpose will there be in prayer here, when the Geres, the decree, was already signed for the annihilation of the Jewish people? I'm Moshe, im betithi chasuma, tfilasenu nishmas, im bedam nechtema, mashahoya hu sheyir. Omar lo, betithi chasuma, it was only written in cement, but it could be destroyed, it's not written in dam. Omar lo, Moshe Rabbeinu, lech vodia lemardachai, miyad holach vodia lemardachai, odol tuxiv, Mordechai yoda, es kol asher nase, vayikra Mordechai, es begodov. So it means that Mordechai yoda, es kol asher nase, understood that there was a gzera against Klal Yisrael, that up in Shemayim the kitrug was successful, but it was only written in tit, in cement, and therefore could be annulled. And therefore, Mordechai, when he found out about the Chitum Adin, he initiated a process of tefillah, of tshuva, and the Pri Tzadik says, "Vehu ba rak mitzad atzlus bedivrei Torah." In other words, the hisorus of the power of the kitrug, of the prosecution against Klal Yisrael, was a result of rifyon haTorah. Again, even though their kilkul was actually the suda of Achashverosh, not Bittul Torah per se, But the Pritzadik understands that if not for the fact that there was a Rifyon B'divrei Torah, there wouldn't be a possibility of Kitrog, of prosecution against Klal Yisrael in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the Pritzadik is going to explain here when he says that this Kitrog is Ba Mitzad Atzlus B'divrei Torah, the laid-back attitude of the Jewish people towards the study of Torah, ki al yidei hevel shel divrei Torah nasa mechitza, the only way the Jewish people could protect themselves against kitrug is by creating a mechitza, some sort of protective barrier that would not allow the makatreg to pierce through the tikra, the roof, and go all the way up to shamayim, shelo yale hakitrug li ela. And what is this barrier? What is this mechitza that could block the kitrug? And that's the answer, is the study, the dedication to Torah study. The mechitza that stands in front of the mekatreg and protects that kitrug from, and blocks that kitrug from coming in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Pritzadik, that's going to be the hisaskus, the dedication to Torah study. And therefore, Alzer Ramzu, and that's what this Chazal, this Medrash that we saw in Rabbi Lazar, is Bishvil Atzlus Shaholi Yisrael B'Torah Yimach HaMikra. That means the Tikra, the Mechitza, that roof that prevents and blocks the Kitrug from going on high, is got to be the weakness, shall we say, and the inefficiency of that Tikra and that Mechitza to protect the Kitrug from going on high as a result of Atzlus B'Torah. And that's what the Pasuk means when it says, Kmo Shenemar, HaMikra B'mayim Al Yosef Ein Mayim El Torah. This Mikra is a reference, an allusion to Torah, Torah study. So the Mechitza that's Mafzik between the Kitrug down here and the Kisei HaKovod, the Bezdin Shel Shamayim Lamala, is the Maisim Tovim, is the dedication to Torah study. And Mayim is always a reference to Torah study. And there's something called Hevel Ayotze Mitalmud Torah. And the Hevel Ayotze Mitalmud Torah is something that builds this roof to protect us up in Shamayim. But when Klal Yisrael in this Atzlu B'Liman HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became Mach, he became an Ani Kaviyachol, and therefore Nismatu, the power of the roof to protect any sort of rains from inundating the house were completely weakened like a poor person, all because of the Chisaron in Torah study. The Alzeh Omar Moshe, says the Pritzadik, Ano Azmin Garme Lekarva Dili Ela, which means that I will sharpen my protective arrows, Li Ela, against the Amalek up in Shamayim, which means that the strength and the power, the Skabrus of the Kitrug Lamala on the part of Amalek due to the Rifyon HaTorah, Moshe says, I will protect Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Mekabel HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Moser HaTorah. He's responsible for Torah. He embodies Torah. He personifies the transmission of Torah. He's going to be metaken this Rifyon and protect Klal Yisrael Lamala. Mipnei Shahayamuchan Oz Lekabel HaTorah Li Yisrael. At that moment in time, there was a Hachana, a preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah. As Chazal tell us in the Masechta Shabbos Daf Peches, that there was a Kabbalah HaTorah at the time of the Nes of Purim on behalf of Klal Yisrael. V'zei yoyel levatel ha-kitrug v'lios tikra u'machitza lefanav. And now we begin to understand, says the Pri Chadash, Shnei Yomim of Purim, 2 days of Purim. Why 2 days of Purim? All the Mefarshim, going back to the Ran in Megillah, asked the question, why 2 days of Purim? L'taken shnei pgamim. There's a double pgam, there are two deficiencies, and they're going to be two tikkunim of Bnei Yisrael. One is going to be the entire community of Klal Yisrael. That's not limited to Shushan. And that's going to be the day of the 13th is of Adar is going to be the Melchama. The 14th is Nachu Me'oivehem. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Megillah Yud Beis that mibnei man is chayvu. Soneim shall Yisrael kloyim neishen nenu misudasa shalosh rosha. Who was nena misudasa shalosh rosha? Which Jewish population? Which community? The community of Shushan. And therefore, in Shushan, there's going to be a need for a special tikkun. And again, this is all based on the Pri Chodesh's understanding of the Gemara in Megillah. On Daf Yud Beis, Sholu Talmidov Es Reb Shim Bar Yochai, Mibnei Man Es Chayvu Sonem Shal Yisrael Bos Ador Kloy Omalem, Mibnei Shenenu Misudoso Shal Oso Rosha. And the Gemara continues, the Talmidim Es Reb Shim Bar Yochai Im Kain, Bishushan Yehargu. Then the Jewish population in Shushan that participated in that Suda, they should be destroyed. B'chol Olam Kulam Al Yehargu. Why was there a Gzer against the entire nation? Amru lo emor ata amalehem ipnei sheshtachvu litzelem. So now the Bnei Yisrael are being accused of hishtachava litzelem. And here the Pri Chodesh has his fantastic insight into the sin of hishtachava litzelem. So again, we have a kitrug against Klal Yisrael, both on the level of all of the people of Israel, Lav Dafka in Shushan, that's Ishtachvu Litzelem, and then we have against the members of the community of Shushan because they participated in the Suda of Oso Rosha. Says the Tzadik, Ishtachvu Litzelem, that's Keneged HaPgam Shel Bittul HaMitzvus, that Rifyon in Mitzvus, which is, again, the entire Jewish community is guilty of that, not just Shushan, is reflected by Hishtachvu Litzelem. Why? Why is Hishtachvu Litzelem indicative of Rifyon B'mitzvus? And here he quotes the famous statement of the Gemara in Horios, Shkula Avodah Zorah Keneged Kol HaMitzvos, because Avodah Zorah is a Rifyon B'mitzvos. And again, even though according to the Pritzadik, mitzvos means tzedakah and chesed, because stam mitzvah is tzedakah and chesed, as Chazal say in Ksubas Daf Samaches, Rabbi Shuben Karcha Omer, kol amalim einov minat tzedakah, if they're guilty of non-fulfillment of the mitzvah tzedakah, kiilu oved avodah zarah, that's tantamount to worshipping an idol. And therefore, when we say in the Gemara Megillah Yud Beis, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that the gzera against Klal Yisrael was outside of Shushan was because Ishtachvu Litzelem, this is in a secret code, an allusion, a hint, a remez to the mitzvah of tzedakah. Because if someone is guilty of non-fulfillment of tzedakah, he's tantamount to worshipping an idol. And therefore, according to the Pri Tzadik, we have here two pogromim. We have two deficiencies. We have number one, Ishtachvu Litzelem, that refers to all of Klal Yisrael. Then we have Nenu Misuda, that's limited to Bnei Shushan. And the Tikkun of Bnei of Yemei Purim is going to split into 2 days. The first day of Purim is going to be a Tikkun for all of Klal Yisrael, to be metaking the pogrom of Avodah Zorah, namely of Mitzvah Tzedakah. And the second day is going to be a tikkun for the Bnei Shushan exclusively to be mesakein the pagam that was unique to them, which is expressed in the words Nenu Bisudoso Shaloso Rosha. But that's going to, as we see, the way the Pri Tzadik is going to develop this is going to refer to Rifyon B'Torah. Ubaze Hoya Pagam L'Chol Yisrael, referring to Avodah Zorah and the Rifyon B'mitzvos, that's all of Klal Yisrael, v'nitkan zeh b'yud gimel b'noach b'yud dalet, meaning there was a twofold tikkun for all of Klal Yisrael against the Rifyon B'mitzvos. Number one, it was the actual military battle to destroy the enemies, the Amalekim, the adversaries of Klal Yisrael, that took place on the 13th of Adar. And finally, v'noach b'yud dalet. So if we assume, this is the very premise of the presentation of the Pri Tzadik, that the days of Purim are a tikkun to these two pogromim, then the Milchama against Amalek has to take place in two different stages, if you will. On the one hand, the koch of Amalek because of the rifyon of Klal Yisrael in mitzvos, and number two, the koch, the kitchuk of Amalek against Klal Yisrael because of the rifyon in Torah. And the yontif that's going to be established is going to be a further continuation of the tikkun that started with the milchama. The milchama, the battle, the military battle to destroy our enemies on Yud Gimel, the yontif on Yud Dalet. Both of these days are days of tikkun. And these are days of tikkun for all of Klal Yisrael outside of Shushan. And of course, the tikkun is going to be against the kitrug of Amalek, first in the battlefield, and then secondly in the yontif, which is going to be a yontif of Mishloach Manos, of Matanis Lev Yonim, of a tikkun on the pagam of mitzvos, which was, as we said before, in code, represented symbolically by pagam of Sheshtachavu Litzelem. And then we get to Shushan. Ha-pagam Hasheni, says the Pritzadik, Shenenu Misudos Hayu B'Shushan Hainu, B'Rabbanan V'Talmidei Chachamim Shayu Kulam B'Seuda Zu. The Pritzadik is entering into a gigantic controversy here and taking one particular position, whether or not the Talmidei Chachamim, the Gdolei Hador, participated in that Seuda. The Medrash quotes two opinions on this. When it says Ha'amanim Tzoyim B'Shushan, who's that referring to when it says that they participated in the Seuda? Rab Chanina Bar Papa says Gedolei Hador Hayusham Ubarchu. They ran away from the Suda. They followed in the footsteps of the mandate of Mordechai. And Om Rav Chanino Bar Etel Yehudim Hayu Shom Biosa Suda, which sounds like all the Yehudim were there. And the Medrash in Esther Rabba, Omar Homon Liachashverosh Eloheim Shal Elu Sone Zimo Hamilem Zonos V'aselem Mishte V'gozar Aleim Sheavo Kulam.
The word here, the emphasis on kulam, and the Medrash continues, says v'lo shamu ledivrei Mordechai v'holchu kulam lebeis hamishte.
And the implication is that amongst the 18,500 Jews in Shushan that participated in the Suda were the Talmidei Chachamim, the Gedolei Hador Mamish. They too participated in the Suda for whatever reason, but that indicates a rifyon in Torah. And what does this mean, a rifyon in Torah? What does weakness in Torah study have to do with the Suuda of Achashverosh? Mipnei sheichinu lahem macholim ksherim al pi Mordechai. Although technically there was no prohibition against eating at the Suuda, you know, everything was served on disposable dishes, and everything had badatz hechsher because Mordechai demanded so, k'mo shenidrash, that the Chazal darshan this on the pasuk. Lasos kirotzon ish v'ish amar rova lasos kirotzon Mordechai v'homan Mordechai d'ksiv ish Yehudi. When it says ish v'ish, the first ish is a reference to Mordechai, the second to Haman, ish tsar v'oyev, he's also called an ish. And ritzono shal Mordechai means shalo lachilon v'lashtosom dvar isur dvar asur. Is therefore kol ha'am shohayu machalot betaro yinosinlo macholo betaro l'kayim ha'shenemro lasos kirtzon ish v'ish. So the kosher food was there, but if the food was kosher, the suda was not, in the symbolic sense. And here the Pri Chodesh says the following, and I continue reading it. He writes, hayu muchrachim lazeh b'mitzvas ha'melech. In other words, even on this tzad, if you would say that there were macholos asuros, and the Medrash is saying that there were no macholos asuros, he says there was nevertheless an isur, not in macholos asuros, in the cheftza of macholos asuros. I don't know about Bishal Akum, that you have to study, but the Melech called upon Kol Ha'amanim Tzoyim B'Shushan Lava L'Suda. The entire nation of Israel living in Shushan was called upon by decree of the Melech to come to the Suda. They were obligated to come. They were afraid of Pikuach Nefesh. Again, this is a long discussion, and therefore it's considered Bal Korcham.
And that's what it says over here in the language of the Pre-Chadosh, the Pre-Tzadik, excuse me, Hayu Muchrochim Lazeh B'Mitzvahs HaMelech, the command, the mandate of the king was that they'd have to come. And therefore they ate whatever they ate, Bal Karkam. And they understood that to be a Pikuach Nefesh situation. And therefore the Achil itself is not a prohibited Achil. Lo Hayashum Isur B'Dovah Rak Mitzad Shenenu Misudas Odeka. What Chazal emphasizes is not the achila per se, but the hanah from the suda. The achila per se of the suda was not a ma'isa vera. That wouldn't have engendered any sort of gzeira l'malo or kitrug. But rather the suda is only a simon l'tover. It indicates, lo amru sha'achlu rak shehergishu ba hanas atzmon. They were interested in their own pleasure. They enjoyed the suda. And the pre-tzadik sets a goal for himself, sort of a challenge, and he wants to know what is it in Shoresh, in the root of Avodas Hashem, that would cause a person to have such anah from this Suuda. Where does it stem from? Where does it emanate from? Says the pre-tzadik, v'zeh ba al yedei atzlus b'divrei Torah. This is his radical breakthrough. This is the punchline of the entire Chiddush, the presentation of the pre-tzadik. What caused the people of Israel this kilkul of nenu, that not the achlu, that's okay, but the nenu, hergishu bem hanas atzmam, the pleasure that they derive from this world through the suda of Achashverosh. Imagine what was going on at that suda. The kelim, mikelim shonim, the begadim that the king Achashverosh was wearing, etc., etc. What was this hanah that the Jewish people had? And the answer is because they weren't dedicated to the study of Torah. That's a radical breakthrough here. Everything in this presentation hinges on, do we accept this breakthrough, this underlying premise of the pre-tzadik, ki misha divrei Torah niksharim belivo. We're not talking about someone who learns Torah occasionally here, there, and elsewhere, and on Shabbos and Yom Tov he learns more Torah. But we're talking about someone who's able on the highest level to have the Torah penetrate into his lev, into his very nefesh. And had a person reached that level, then einenu margish b'hanos haguf b'su'udas harishus. He would not feel that exhilarating experience of pleasure from the goof by participating in this suda. Again, you can enjoy a suda's mitzvah, but this is anything but a suda's mitzvah. They were commanded by Mordechai not to partake in this suda. So again, the Talmidim who asked Rav Shimon bar Yochai, as we saw earlier, in the sugya itself, that why is it that the people of Israel were guilty mishishenenu misudasol shorosha, when we know that the principle is pikuach nefesh zdocha kol atar kula? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, al kol aver shabator yavar val yehar, chutz me'avod azor gil arash v'chaz domim, with the exception of the big three, in all other cases they were anusim, they had to eat. And if they wouldn't eat, they would be morid b'malchus, they would be chayiv misa, according to the strict law of Achashverosh. And the answer is that nenu misudasa shalos rosha. That's what the pre-tzadik is saying. That be'emes, as far as the achil is concerned, they weren't chayiv misa. It was yeharig. It was yavo v'al yeharig. But what about the yira shamayim element? Where's the yira shamayim? They're being forced to eat things that, again, depending upon your opinion, might be awesome, bishalakum. And if you want to assume that they had to eat whatever they had to eat, and they were mukhrachim, but a person who has to eat something that's forbidden should have a sense of tsar. If you have to eat something that's forbidden, you should feel badly about it. A person who has no Yerushamayim, when they force him to eat a Dvar Isur, he has Hanor from that Isur. But a person whose nefesh is saturated with Yerushamayim is not going to, he's going to find this Achila repulsive. Here's Nenu Misudasa Shalos Rosh. They had Hanor. Instead of having Tsar Bachil, they had Hanor. And the Gemara tells us in Masechta Ksubis, and there's no doubt that the Pre-Tzadik has this Gemara in mind, is b'shas p'tirosel shel Rebbe Zokav eser etzbaos of klapi mal v'yoma ribono shalom galui v'yadul fanecha sheyagati b'eser etzbaosai b'torah v'lo nenesi afilu b'etzba ktana. I didn't have any benefit from this world. Of course we have benefit from this world, but it's not essential. It's not part of his very nefesh. When a person has to benefit from something that he shouldn't benefit, he should feel repulsed by it, because his love and his heart is in Torah. This Gemara about Rebbe and Ksubas tells us about the Maila Gedol, the Maila Satzadikim, that all they want is Dveikus, they want the Neshama to be Dovik, B'Torah, B'Mitzvahs. Anything that they have to get involved in this world is an all. It's a little bit of distraction for Torah. All the Tanugos of this world of goof are secondary, or they don't even pale or shine to the benefit and the pleasure that they get from Torah. The Gemara tells us, the Mishnah in Avos, Darka Shel Torah Pasma Vel Tochal. Our kavana is to eat because we want to get strong. We ask Hashem to mashpi upon us tov, so that we can dedicate ourselves to the study of Torah. And all the physical good in the world that we have is like a pas melech in our eyes, if we're dedicated to Torah study. A person doesn't have kavonat fahano l'shem hano. That's not the ultimate goal. And he doesn't have kavona for the purpose of hano. Rebbe didn't have kavona even for his etzpa ktan of hano. His yegia, his machshava was all dveikus b'torah. And this, says the Pritzadik, is the second day of Purim, what we call Shushan Purim. The Atzlus B'Divrei Torah, which caused them, because they were to some extent distant from Torah, they were alienated to Torah. In other words, the Torah that they studied didn't enter into their being and transform their souls, therefore they were Nenim Misudaso Shalosa Rosha. They felt the Hanoah Saguf. How could they do so? This was the pagam. This was the kilkul. This is what created the kitrug. And Esther understood that they needed a special tikkun dafka in Shushan. And therefore, in Perek Tes, the Megillah records, Gam lemochar kedas hayom, she requested from Achashverosh. Achashverosh had asked her, ma od bakasha seif v'teiloch. She understood from the ode that Achashverosh, representing the Melech Malchoy Hamlochim, was asking for an extra day of tikkun. Number one, a battle on the military grounds against the adversaries of the people of Israel in Shushan. Number two, the tikkun of Kedas Hayom, the tikkun of the Rifyon Shel Klal Yisrael B'Limud HaTorah. That's what Shushan Purim is all about. Shushan Purim is essentially a tikkun for this kilkul of Rifyon B'Torah. That's the essence of Shushan Purim. That's the chiddush of the Pritzadik. And Hine, he says, that's what the Gemara means in Masechta Shabbos Daf Peches, that Peshas Matan Torah Koshru L'Kol Yisrael Kol Echad B'Yisrael Shnei Ksorim Echad K'neged Nasev Echad K'neged Nishma. The Nasev represents the Asiyas HaMitzvos Befal. The Nishma is representative of Esek HaTorah. And there are many statements in Chazal and the Rishonim that would support the premise here of the Pri Chodosh, that the Nasev and Nishma correspond to A, Nasev means mitzvos, and B, Nishma means Torah study. For example, the Zohar says, Nasev v'nishma siyas ba'uvdin tavin, means ma'isim tovim, u'shmiya ba'oraisa, the study of Torah. Or for example, the Medrash Rabbah speaks about Maleak Toras, shekulam amru kol asher dibra Hashem Nasev v'nishma kibu aleim talmud Torah v'maisa. Or the Vilna Gaon in his Pirush at the beginning of Shir HaShirim says, Nasev v'nishma hainu nase es ha-mitzvos v'nishma Es HaTorah. So Nasev v'nishma is Asiyas HaMitzvahs and Shmiyas HaTorah, Limud HaTorah. And connected these two dimensions, they received, each Jew received, two Ksarim. And the goal of Nishma, ultimately, is Lios HaLev Shomea L'Divrei Torah. And this concept of Lev Shomea Divrei Torah. Why is Esek HaTorah, Limud HaTorah, called Shmiya? Because the idea is not the Shmiya of the Oznaim, of the ears, but the Lev Shomea, says the Pritzadik. And Lev Shomea is what Shlomo Melch is Mavakesh when he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Midrash embellishes it. He says, Bali Asufos, Elu Talmidei Chacham sheyoshvim asufos asufos v'oskim b'Torah lolu mitam lolu mitamim v'af ato asei oznecha kaparfeches v'knei lecha lev shomea esdirei mitam esdirei hamitarim. The emphasis here is on a lev shomea, to penetrate below the surface into the depths of Torah. The Omru, says the Pritzadik, quoting the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnei Kosos, Mazagtem, B'Sinai, Nasa V'Nishma. You prepared two cups at Sinai, Nasa V'Nishma, but Shibartem Nasa. When you worshipped the Egel, you destroyed that cup which represents Nasa, but he Zaru B'Nishma. You're still left with one cup, the cup of Nishma. And that refers to one keser. It means, according to the Pritzadik, Gvaldig Echidishia, that the keser of Nase was removed, but the keser of Nishma Nishmar, Vinishar, Lanu, we still had a possession. We were still grabbing hold of the keser of Nishma. And again, the keser refers to something that covers the head, and through Esek HaTorah was Zocher to that Keser, and even after, in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel, when we forfeited the Keser of Naser, we still held on to the Keser of Nishma, of Esek HaTorah. And this is something that elsewhere, in another place, the Pritzadik emphasizes when he says that the Keser of Nishma, Nishar Adayin Eitzel Yisrael, that's the Chiddush of the Pritzadik. Again, many Midrashim seem to contradict the Pritzadik, and they indicate that Klal Yisrael and Mafsid, they lost both Ksarim, because Chazal say in the Gemara in Shabbos, Kevin Shachatu Yisrael Yordu Mea V'Esrim Ribui Malochei Chabola Upirkum, the 120 Macholi Kabbalah took off the, not only the 600, but the twice 600, meaning they took both the Keser of Nasa and the Keser of Nishma, but somehow, according to the Pritzadik, the Keser of Nishma was still intact, and the Asiyas HaEgel would not undermine the Keser of Nasa, would only undermine the Keser of Nasa, but not the Keser of Nishma. The Keser of Nishma remained with them, and that's the Keser of Limud Torah, of Talmud Torah. And again, this is a very precarious position, but the Pritzadik pushes for this, and they were still roy to maintain and hold on to the possession, possess the keser of Nishma. Now, perhaps there are others who agree with the Pritzadik. For example, in Chassidus, it says that the keser of Nasa was Avdu Yisrael, but kisheshomim mipi atzadik hu bechinas nishma v'zeu hakeser shenishar lohem. The fact that Klal Yisrael has the ability to listen to the tzadikim, that is an indication, that is an expression of the fact that they never forfeited, they never lost the keser of nishma, and they're able to hear the chachamim teach them Torah. That's the lev shomea. And that ability, which is in the spiritual makeup of Klal Yisrael, is a result of the fact that they never forfeited the keser of Nishma, of Limud HaTorah. And this chizuk in Torah, with regard to the rifyon that they experienced, the kitchog of Amalek against Klal Yisrael in the Melchama Lamala, was a result of the rifyon b'Torah, as we emphasized many times in the Pritzadik's frame of reference. That required a tikkun of dedication to Torah study, and that's the strengthening of the Keser of Nishma, and this is all a tikkun in Shushan, specifically because Nenu Misudoso Shel Oso Rasha. And therefore, says the Pritzadik, Valzeh Nispashet HaMinug B'Yisrael. Now he explains a minug, because minug Yisrael Torahi. Lilbosh b'Shabbos. First he goes on to Shabbos, and then we'll get to Purim, and specifically to Shushan Purim, al Arosh. Why do we wear a special levush on Shabbos on our heads? Kove mishuna b'torah. It's something that has a whole different Torah, a whole different surah. May osa shalovshim b'meachol. V'hima kefas harosh ke'en atorah. And here, the pritzadik is alluding to something that we call Strimhut or Strimel. The Strimel, which is the kova that the Hasidim wear on Shabbos, that was very popular at the time of the Pritzadik a few centuries ago, and even today in Eastern Europe, and it covers the entire head in a circular way. It's like an atara. It's a crown. And they used to make it from different kinds of animal mink. You know, that were made from znovos, the tails of Bali Chaim. This was very expensive, and it was radically different than anything they wore during the week. There were many other clothing that they put away, their malbush al chol, and they wore the malbush of Shabbos, because the Gemara says, v'chabdeu, that the mitzvah of kabdoso, of kvod Shabbos, shaloyeh malbushcha shal Shabbos, malbush al chol, which is paskin up in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, Reish Samach Beis, Yishtadil, Shiyelo, B'godim, Noim, L'Shabbos. All this is a beautiful dress for Shabbos, but it fundamentally is the same kind of dress that you wear during the week. It wasn't a different tmuna, a different tar, a different surah. It was just something that was more beautiful, that was designated for Shabbos. But in the case of the hakofas harosh, of wearing a certain atara crown over the head, that strimal was radically different than anything they wore on their heads during the week. It was a totally different tmuna, a totally different surah. And according to the pritzadik, the reason for this minog that was so popular amongst the Hasidim in his area was because of this flag, so to speak, this crown of nishma, of shmias halev, of divrei Torah. And kova yirmos al keser Torah shenitan lana b'Shabbos. Why dafka Shabbos? Because the Gemara tells us that is in Shabbos Pei Vav, that Kuli Alma B'Shabbos Torah Nitna Li Yisrael, everybody agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbos, and therefore the Nasa V'Nishma, which engendered the merit of the Ksorim, which was on the days before Matan Torah, but on Shabbos itself, they received the Torah, and the Ksorim were bestowed upon Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah, and that's what the Gemara tells us, that Kiblu Yisrael, Aser Sadibros, Yardu Mea, V'Yesrim, Ribu Maloch Eshores, and Atrosem V'Yedeyem, and so forth and so on. All these Atoros, these Ksarim, were bestowed upon the people of Israel when they accepted the Torah. And that's why, since the acceptance of Torah and the bequeathing of these special Atorim, the special Ksarim, Keneged Nishma, Keneged the Torah, were given on Shabbos. Therefore, on Shabbos, we have to have a radical change in what we wear as a kova, as an atara, and that's the strimal of the Hasidim. And now, the Pritzadik records another minhag of Hasidim in many different kihilot, that they would wear a special levush on Shushan Purim, including a strimal. Valsmach zeh, says the Pritzadik, yesh noagim lilvosh al arosh gam b'tesvav b'adar, even on the 15th of Adar, kova zu shel Shabbos, the strimal of Shabbos. Why? Lirmos lidvareinu anal b'tnei shebishushan on Shushan nifal bo anes. How did the nest come about on Shushan? And the answer is, Al Yidei Eschad Shushan Nishma B'Divrei Torah, because of the rededication to Torah, as the Gemara says, Hodor Kibluah B'Mei Achashverosh, and that was specific to Shushan in a very powerful way. Of course, all the Jews accepted upon themselves Torah, but in Shushan, because of that ode of the Melech, meaning another day, and that day was dedicated to fix up a tikkun of the kilkul of Nenu Mesudasa, meaning the Rifyon B'Divrei Torah, is therefore there was in Shushan a rededication to Torah, that's the Nishma of Torah, and that's the Keser of Torah that's represented symbolically by the Strimal, And of course, the famous Gemara in Megillah Daf Tezayin, the Gemara says, La Yehuda Moisa Ora, Vesimcha Vesasa Vikaram Rabbi Yehuda Ora Zutora, Ki Ner Mitzvah Vitora Or. And Rashi over there in Masechta Megillah says, Shegazar Aleim Haman Shalo Yasku Vitora. Haman was a Kitrug, he was an adversary of Torah study, he understood that Torah study would protect Klal Yisrael, and he wanted to defeat Klal Yisrael by weakening their relationship to Torah. In Shushan, there was a special Eschadshus Miuchedes B'Esek HaTorah L'Nishma, and therefore, this Nishma concept of a Keser for Nishma is rededicated on Shushan Purim. And that's what the Gemara means. Hodar kibluah b'meach ha-shveros mi'avas ha-nes. The tremendous, intense ava, when they again re-accepted the Torah at the time of Achashverosh, and in a very unique way, the Avas HaNes brought them to a love of Hashem, B'yuchud B'yom Zeh Yontif Shal Shushan, says the Pri Tzadik. Shushan Purim has its unique dimension. It was an extra day of Tikkun, both on the battlefield and in the rededication to accepting the Torah. This double tikkun for the Nenu Misudosa Shalosha Rosha is specific, unique to Shushan, a rededication to the love of Torah, the tikkun of the kilkel of Atzlus B'divrei Torah that we spoke about in the introductions to Igeres Purim of Rabbi Lazar, and the Mechias HaMolek of Yom Machar, meaning of the 14th in Shushan, is al yidei zeh, through this Mechias HaMolek, plus the rededication to Torah, was a tikkun on the kilkul to prevent the kitrug, to reestablish the mechitza, and huchsalono hakeser shel nishma, and once again, we receive the keser of nishma, as represented by this particular minhag chasidim. Next time you see the chasidim wearing their strimelech on Shushan Purim, understand the deeper meaning of the minhag, the basis, the fundamental message here of Shushan Purim. And what's unique about Shushan Purim? The pasuk of Tsevi Lachim Pamolek Machar, the Machar here is a reference to Shushan, that Esther said to Achashverosh, Yinosein Ka Machar LaYudim Asher B'Shushan Lasos Kidas Hayom. It means to battle against Amolek on this day, to undermine the Kitrug of Klal Yisrael, against Klal Yisrael. The milchama was lachnia, to subjugate the koach of Amolek, which is a koach of Amolek that is a result of and is generated by the Rafi Yedemi Divrei Torah, Mitalmud Torah. Now the reeschazkus the Torah from love, from ava, to re-strengthen the keser of nishma. That's what Shushan Purim is all about. Yirotzem, it be his will that we can rededicate ourselves to the love of Torah. A brand new Kabbalah Satorah on this Shushan Purim, which is coming in just a few hours. And the days of Ness, the days of those miracles that happened both outside of Shushan and certainly in Shushan, a tikkun of the Rifyon and Torah in Shushan. We were zocha to the Keser Torah. May we be zocha once again to the Keser Torah of Nishma, be Amenu in our times, and it'll be Nisim like we had back in the time of Shushan, Bayomim Ahem, Basman Azeh, Amen.